Last month, members of both parties signed the MOU in an event that also included a hike up Black Elk Peak. The wilderness comprises more than 13,000 acres in the Black Hills National Forest and was created in 1980. Boyd Gorno is chairman of the Lower Brule Sioux Tribe, one of the 11 tribes represented in the agreement. He says this is an especially important development for Native youth.
Our children are one of the most important resources for the future of our nation. We want our kids to have a chance to visit the sacred lands our ancestors roamed free at one time.
Gorno said he wished the parties would have signed a memorandum of agreement, as he considers that more binding. Ultimately, he'd like to see all the land returned to tribes. In a release, the U.S. Forest Service said the MOU enhances opportunities for tribal guidance, knowledge, and consultation regarding wilderness management, resource protection, recreation, and cultural interpretation. For National Native News, I'm Brian Bull.